You're listening to SBS News.
The leaders of France, Germany and Britain have staged a strong show of support for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in London amid ongoing ceasefire negotiations with the United States. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed Mr. Zelensky to a hastily arranged meeting at his Downing Street residence with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in attendance.
We stand with Ukraine, and if there's to be a ceasefire, it needs to be a just and lasting ceasefire. And that's why it's so important that we repeatedly set out the principle that matters about Ukraine for Ukraine, and we stand here to support you in the conflict and support you in the negotiations.
The European allies have attempted to strengthen Ukraine's hand in thorny negotiations on a US-backed plan to end the Russia-Ukraine war. The publication of a US ceasefire plan last month has gone some way to focus the minds of the leaders who fear that Ukraine could be forced to accept terms that are favorable to Russia and which some say could destabilize the continent. President Macron appeared to allude to a tense exchange between Mr. Zelensky and US President Donald Trump that occurred earlier this year.
You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Cards. Right now, you don't have your playing cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
Mr. Macron argues there's more room to negotiate and secure concessions from Russia than Russia is letting on.
We all support Ukraine, and we all support peace and peace negotiations to have a sustainable, a robust peace. And I think we have a lot of cards in our hands. The Russian economy is starting to suffer, especially after our latest sanctions and the US sanctions. And now I think the main issue is a convergence between our common positions, Europeans and Ukrainians, and the US to finalize these peace negotiations.
The leaders also reportedly discussed using the value of frozen Russian assets to provide financing for Ukraine. President Zelensky agrees on the pitch for unity, saying both the support of Europe and the Americans will be required for a positive outcome for his people at peace talks.
Things which are very important for today, I think unity between Europe and Ukraine, and also unity between Europe, Ukraine and the United States. There are some things which we can't manage without Americans, things which we can't manage without Europe, and that's why we need to make some important decisions.
Mr. Zelensky's allies have made it clear that their support comes not only from a sense of humanitarian duty, but also from an understanding that Russia's illegal invasion has set a dangerous standard for Europe. German Chancellor Merz believes any peace plan that appeases the Russian government and fails to provide sufficient safeguards against further attacks could see the continent's collective safety jeopardized.
This could be a decisive time for all of us. So we are trying to continue our support for Ukraine, as you know, because we all know that this the destiny of this country is the destiny of Europe. On the other hand, we are seeing these talks and negotiations in Moscow and the US, and the outcome is open. I'm skeptical about some of the details which we are seeing in the documents coming from the US side, but we have to talk about that.
Ukraine is enduring one of the toughest stages of the nearly four-year war. Russian troops are slowly grinding forward in the east, and Ukrainian cities and towns are suffering hours-long power cuts due to intensified Russian strikes on the energy grid and other crucial infrastructure. US President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner brought a revised plan to Moscow last week, then held several days of further talks with Ukrainian officials in Miami. The talks ended on Saturday with no breakthrough. President Zelensky briefed the Ukrainian people on the meeting in a video address.
Yesterday, we spoke with Stephen Witkoff and Jared Kushner. I thank them for their readiness to work together 24/7. The American representatives know the basic Ukrainian positions. The conversation was constructive, though not easy.
US officials claim that they're in the final stage of reaching an agreement. However, there's been little sign that either Ukraine or Russia is willing to sign the framework deal drawn up by Mr. Trump's negotiating team. The US president claims Mr. Zelensky is holding up negotiations and hasn't familiarized himself with the proposal.
I have to say that I'm a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. That was as of a few hours ago. His people love it, but he hasn't. Russia's fine with it. Russia, I guess, would rather have the whole country when you think of it. But Russia is fine with it, but I'm not sure that Zelensky is fine with it. His people love it, but he hasn't read it.
Following the meeting with the British, French and German leaders, President Zelensky says he will share a revised peace plan with the US on Wednesday that is aimed at permanently ending the war. He says the revised plan comprises 20 points, but that there was still no agreement on the issue of giving up territory, which Russia has been pushing for. Sam Dover, SBS News.